counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Center.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland in studio, and it is, ready for this, Brian? Our 100th episode! Woo! I really wish we had
that. Was all the sound effects we could afford.
Yeah. We have to send a package out soon, so had to cut back on the budget somewhere. It is our 100th episode. Thank you very much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener to this program, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. If you're a long-time listener, we appreciate that too. And we do this every week. It is Canada's national countdown of alternative music, and it comes from earshot-online.com. And Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot has been our most exceptional partner in this radio program, and it is the national campus and community report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. Right now, a brand new interview from Tough Age. Go check out that and more.
And you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. I know we've got a few lined up in the coming weeks that we're going to be chatting with, but we also want to chat with you. We'll do a feature for you on the show that will include an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. If you get a little snippet for us to play, we'll do that. So get in contact with us, and we'll do that for you for sure. As we said, it's our 100th episode, and we've got lots on the show today. We're going to announce our winner of our prize package, the winner who liked our page, shared our prize pack photo, and we'll announce that winner a little later on in the program. Also, Stephen Karlick joins us, and we also have Carrie from the NCRA. We're going to be talking about the National Campus Radio Association Awards, and those are going to be given out at the National Conference, but the deadline to apply for them is coming up, so you'll find out more about that in this hour of the program. And of course, the first 10 will be counted down for you, and we start at number 20, and we'll start right now.
All right, at number 20 this week, falling for number 11, it is Perfect Pussy. Their latest record is called Say Yes to Love. You're going to hear a track called Dig. Following that, you're going to hear The Remains of Rock and Roll by Broken Bells. Their new record is called After the Disco. It's at number 19, down from number 13. And at number 18, up from 27, is the new French language EP from Whitehorse called Ephemère Sans Repair. And you're going to hear a song called La Cadeau.
There you go. Number 20 this week. Perfect Pussy. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 19.
inside if we leave our bags behind. We'll entertain ourselves just watching the world go by.
Capable d'aimer. dans mon univers. Vois-tu que mon cœur est ouvert comme le ciel est tout à l'envers. Ou bien on se cache pour la nuit. L'odomètre indique qu'il n'y a pas de fer en vie. C'est parti. Aime celui, aime celui qui est là. Et on m'en réveille. Si j'ai dit des mots qui blessent, je t'en prie, reste pareil avec moi. Je veux te voir tenir tes pour toi. Je ne sais pas ce que c'est, peut-être que tu le sais.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was La Cadeau by White Horse at number 18 from 27, their new French language EP, Ephemere, Sans Repair. At number 19, down from number 13, was Broken Bells, After the Disco, The Remains of Rock and Roll. And you heard a track called Dig by Perfect Pussy at number 20, down from 11. Their newest is called Say Yes to Love.
I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. This is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and celebrating our 100th episode today. And we were giving away a prize pack. We did it as a contest on our Facebook page. We took a nice picture of some great swag that we got from some of the record companies that support the show by sending it out to all the campus community radio stations. So big thanks to them. And it's time, Brian, can I get a drum roll? No, didn't have the money for that either. Didn't have the money for that sound effect. I'm going to do it anyway. Brrr. Was that pretty good?
His drums are really broken.
Curtis Goodman, congratulations to you.
From Lethbridge, Alberta.
And so we'll be sending that out to you very, very soon. And thanks very much for sharing the picture. And thank you all for participating in the contest. And we'll try to do that more often. It's fun.
And also, huge shout out to everybody who helped us put that package together and all the great supporters over the last 100 episodes, including Mint Records, Pigeon Row Relations, and Acadian Embassy, and With a Bullet Radio Promotion. So thanks to all those people for helping us put together a really cool prize pack. I really want that tote bag.
Really great friends. Sorry, we forgot to send the tote bag to you. Maybe we'll get you another one.
And all those Nardwuar buttons.
Nardwuar. Crazy guy. That guy. He's somebody that I'd like to interview. I want to pull an Oprah on him and interview him. That'd be cool. All right. Congratulations once again, Curtis Goodman. Here we go. We're going to keep moving on in the charts. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Stephen Karlick. In the first hour of this program, we're talking a little bit about new releases and such. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Dog Years is a track from the new Black Lips album, Underneath the Rainbow. It drops just one spot to number 17 this week. And at number 16 up from 19 is Curtis Pirot from Trauma, a track called You Know I'm No Good.
Here's your number 17. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Sure. pulsating retinas, staring back at you in awe, like some cutting-edge piece of technological equipment. I knew you were the one.
Earshot 20, number 16.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and heard your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. You say, what did you do with him today? And sniffed me out like I was Tanqueray. 'Cause you're my feller, my guy. Hand me your Stella and fly. By the time I'm out the door, you tear me down like Roger Moore. I cheated myself like I knew that I was trouble. You know that I'm no good. Upstairs in bed with my ex-boy, he's in a place, but I can't get joy. Thinking of you in the final throes, this is when my buzzer goes. Run out to meet you, Jeeves and Peter. You say when we're married, 'cause you are not bitter. There'll be none of him no more. I cried for you on the kitchen floor. I cheated myself like I knew I would. I told you that I was troubled. You know that I'm no good. Sweet reunion, Jamaica and Spain. We're like how we again. I'm in the dark here on the sea. I lick your lips as I soak my feet. Then you notice little carpet burn, my stomach drop and my guts churn. You shrug and it's the worst. Who truly
was number 16, You Know I'm No Good by Curta Pirot from her latest record Trauma, up from 19. And dropping number 17 one spot this week is Black Lips from Underneath the Rainbow, a track called Dog Years.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting from earshot-online.com, but you already knew that. We're celebrating 100 today, 100 episodes, and for a good majority of those episodes, we've also been able and fortunate enough to have Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine join us to give us some of the world's news on entertainment and albums and all that stuff, and of course, he's joining us on the program again this week, and thanks for joining us, Stephen.
It's my pleasure.
And we'll kick things off chatting a little bit about Alexis on Fire.
Yes, beloved Ontario post-hardcore act Alexis on Fire have now been broken up for a while, but they will be re-releasing their box set, a vinyl box set that they came out with last Christmas. It was extremely limited edition. Only the hungriest of fans who were willing to be there on Christmas Day when it went on sale ended up getting the limited edition of it. And so they've decided to re-release it in a larger pressing. It's also going to be a little cheaper at $120 instead of the original, I believe it was $200 or so. The box set will include all double LP pressings of every full length that they've released and will be offered via Dynalone Records and New Damage Records. George Petit of the band said, quote, "The first press will remain nice and rare and special for all the psychopaths who got up early on Christmas Day to buy it. In all sincerity, that was amazing, and we love you for that. This is a good way to get all the Alexis on Fire LPs in one shot. But let's say you hate Dog's Blood or Crisis, and you don't want them. You're in luck because all of our albums will be pressed individually and sold a la carte." George is, of course, alluding to the fact that the records will be re-released individually later this year. As such, you will be able to buy the box itself rather than the box set, and you can buy the records to put in there if you want.
Well, diehard fans can expect that and are probably looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool way to make sure the fans who really wanted it and didn't get a chance to get it can sort of have a chance and relive sort of the band, especially if they didn't.
Well, we'll move on to another story. Bit of trouble in paradise, I guess, for the Childish Gambino.
Yeah, so Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, his rap career is going really well for him, except for the fact that apparently he's having troubles with his label. Not the first time we've heard anything like this. There are a bunch of artists who've been having trouble with their labels. In a string of tweets, Glover wrote, quote, "So this sweatpants video and blog was important to us, and it wasn't handled correctly. We were told a lot of things were going to happen, and they were all lies. So I'm done. Someone buy me out of this contract. A lot of people came around after our first week sales. All those people are welcome now. Def Jam, Atlantic, whatever. I don't like record companies, but I'm not having another project go through this." So Glover joins artists like most prominently perhaps Azalea Banks, whose debut album we've been waiting for more than a year now. She keeps getting pushed back by Universal. It's sort of a thing in this day and age where major labels are sort of trying to hold on to these artists, and the artists are feeling stunted by the labels.
I think they need to follow suit of some of the artists I know that we've talked about in the past that have kind of just said, well, if you don't release it, I'm going to, and then put some pressure on the labels.
Yeah, Angel Hayes did that late last year, I suppose, on December 30th.
All right, and one more to bring you before we get back into the charts, and Robin and Royksopp do it again on a collaborative EP.
Yeah, so the EP is called Do It Again. It's a surprise. Well, it's sort of a surprise. Robin and Royksopp have worked together before. They're both Swedish. They both do sort of a synth-pop kind of thing. They worked together on a single called The Girl and the Robot. It's a fantastic song in the past. And now they'll be doing a full EP together. It will be called Do It Again, and it will be coming out on Arts and Crafts on April 28th. The EP sort of follows up on the fact that the two will be, or I suppose the three, since Royksopp is a duo, will be touring together this summer. No Canadian dates are announced yet, but people should be excited. The album, like I said, is coming out on Arts and Crafts, which is kind of a cool thing. They've released a snippet of the first song, Monument, but a first single will be out April 28th. The EP itself will be out May 27th.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like Royksopp has a... I almost want to say like a Daft Punk thing going on where their faces are covered. Did they do that as part of the performance? Is that part of the gig for them?
Yeah, the press photo for the Robin collaboration is sort of a mysterious one, but the band have been seen. They do like to wear costumes and such in their press photos, and this seems to be just another one of them.
All right. Well, we're going to kick back into the charts. And, Stephen, of course, we'll get you to stay on the line and join us back in the second hour of the program when we chat a little bit more about some other things that are happening in the world of entertainment. But first, more of the charts. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Quieter Today is a new track from Cloud Nothings from their latest release. Here and Nowhere Else is at number 15, up from 20.
Thank you.
That was No Man Needs to Care by Nap Eyes. Their new record, Wine of the Mystic, is their debut at number 14, up from number 18. Before that, a number 15, up from 20, Cloud Nothings, with a track called Quieter Today from Here and Nowhere Else.
It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And it's our 100th episode. We're celebrating 100, and we're also celebrating a very good time of year for the NCRA and community radio stations across Canada. It is time for the NCRA Community Radio Awards, and to chat about it, joining us on the phone is Carrie Benninghaus from the NCRA. Carrie, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
So I've been told that you're heading up this department this year, and has anything changed between this year and last year in terms of the awards that are being given out, or is everything pretty much the same in terms of what people can expect?
I think that there's always a certain consistency that we try and keep throughout all the years, but in terms of updates themselves, we have three awesome new categories to apply to. One is in sports, and the other two are ones that were suggested to us last year that we thought would be a great additions. So we have now Women's Hands and Voices and Breaking Barriers. So Women's Hands and Voices focuses on women's issues and subjects, and Breaking Barriers is a category devoted to programming that fights oppression, discrimination, promotes equity, and all the great things that community and campus radio stands for.
Very exciting. And these awards are always given out at the annual gala that happens at the National Campus and Radio Community Conference. Has any planning begun for that? Do you know what the gala is going to look like thus far?
I don't know too much about the gala because I'm not organizing the event, but I do know that the awards each year, the hosting station decides what the trophies will look like. And this year I'm told that they're supposed to be LPs, so we're designing things to put on it so people will be awarded the trophies that way. And but the thing is, you don't have to be attending the gala to get your awards. So we really encourage people to apply from all across the country, even if you can't attend the gala yourself, that you should still apply because we'll be able to ship you your trophy and the certificates afterwards.
Awesome. And just tell us a little bit for listeners out there who may be listening to this and they may be involved with a campus or community radio station. They can encourage their favorite programs and stuff to submit. So tell us a little bit about the process of submitting for the awards.
Absolutely. We're looking actually to get over 100 submissions this year. We got over 100 last year, and we're looking to do even more this year. We're really excited about that. And in order to apply or to submit an award for a category, what you need to do is you either need to have someone at the station who represents do it for everyone, or you individuals may submit their own material as well. We have different types of categories. So we have the categories that fall under Outstanding Achievements in Programming. So that's all sort of programming-based awards. And then we also have a section dedicated to just Outstanding Achievements in Campus and Community Radio in general, which includes Local Talent Development, CKLN Community Development, Volunteer of the Year, and Radio Legend Awards. So those, the ones that are just focused on Outstanding Achievement, those ones have to be submitted by the station. But for the other ones, individual programmers may submit their material, and what they have to do basically is they have to go through their material for the past year, figure out what show they would like to focus on, what they think highlights their show the best, and then cut down excerpts and then submit those excerpts along with the full audio and a little written description about themselves and their show to the NCRA. And then once that happens and we collect all of the applications, then we take jurors who are normally people who have had previous experience in the campus and community radio sector, but are no longer affiliated or working with NCRA member stations. There's no biases. And then they, due to their experience, they're able to judge accordingly by listening and reading to all the submissions, and then they rank them, and then that's how we determine the award winners.
That's very exciting. So if you want more information, you can go to the website ncra.ca/awards, and the deadline for applications is May 9th at midnight PST, so make sure that you get those in. Any stations out there that are listening that haven't gotten their submissions in, go check out the list. Lots of great categories to submit to, and even some new ones, and that's really great. Carrie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll continue the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Ben Sinister from their latest Animals. Here's a track called Fancy Pants.
So you got nowhere to hide. Well, don't you run, baby. Cause you know I'm gonna take you outside and grab some sun, have some fun. So twist and shout, twist and shout. Decked out and looking round the hill, but feeling fine, feeling fine. Thank God for the weatherman's tip. Said Monday's fine, Tuesday's fine. So
I need advice, it's true, but I won't hear it from you. I don't remember when you last cared for the things I do. I wish I could believe, apply all the sides you've seen, or you could be the only one who knows the truth of me. Am I the ugly one? It's easy to see past all of the kindness that you've offered me. It doesn't last. It's just a thought I had. If I could show you how, I came to think this way, maybe you'd understand me now. Sometimes our enemies are closer than we think. Sometimes the ones we trust may have to give up listening. I wish it were the same as it is in my mind. I'd like to learn a thing or to give me a reason why am I not ashamed while I am standing still? You want to move me like you did before, but I've had my fill. You say your time has changed, that you have faced defeat. We might be older now, but is it changing anything? It could be in a way. We've learned to carry well. Oh, I wish I could remove this doubt I feel somehow. I want the best for you, so I won't look your way. Maybe the clouds will clear and I'll be seeing you someday. I wish it were the same as it is in my mind. I'm lighter on my feet when I've left some things behind.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Psychopath, preceded by Huey Newton, both from the latest self-titled St. Vincent Records at number 11, up for number 15 this week. Back in the program, all the way up for number 34 to number 12 is Angel Olsen, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, and you heard a track called Enemy. And starting off that set was Fancy Pants by Bend Sinister. Their newest, Animals, drops one spot to number 13.
Well, there you have it. First 10 complete of this 100th episode of the Earshot 20. And a big thanks to Carrie from the NCRA for joining us, chatting about the NCRA awards that are going to be happening at the National Conference. Make sure to get your applications in. May 9th is the deadline, so get her done.
I did 100 push-ups in the radio show. I'm super tired, so I'm just going to leave now.
I couldn't believe it. I was watching, and I should have filmed it so that our listeners would be able to watch, post it to our Facebook page. Maybe next time. 200. You'll do 200 burpees. I hated burpees. They were the worst. Anyway, if you ever saw me, you probably would be like, you probably hate most physical activity. It's the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week. And a little bit about this show. We are broadcast and record live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for carrying this program and helping us reach this milestone of 100 episodes. And we also are online. You can find us a couple other places. It is radio4all.net, radio4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, Stephen joins us again. We have the top 10, Brian's got the lowdown, and much more, so be ready for that. We'll return in just a minute.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.